This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, look, we have to love everybody. All lives matter. Remember that. Remember that. All lives matter.
Super Tuesday. Oh, here we come. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the question does really center around Donald Trump for the Republicans. Is he going to clear all the checkers off the board? In other words, gobble up more of those precious delegates. What do you need to know about Super Tuesday? They call it super for a reason, because if you win Georgia and Vermont and Virginia and Alabama and Massachusetts and Oklahoma and Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, Colorado, Minnesota, oh, Alaska, Wyoming, my goodness, it will add up. So right now, where things stand, Donald Trump has 81 delegates, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, 17. We could go down the list, but you get the gap between Trump, Cruz, Rubio. Hillary Clinton, for the Democrats, 543 delegates. Bernie Sanders, who has a lot of wind in his sails, 85. From Talk Media News, right at the top, our pal, Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, Super Tuesday. Boy, it really doesn't get any bigger, especially for Donald Trump. What happens if he were to just clear the board? In other words, win every single state on Super Tuesday that he could possibly win, getting those delegates, that would make it a little lopsided, wouldn't it, for the others?
I think that's certainly a very easy way of saying it. I think if he wins tomorrow, we are going to probably be dealing with the very realistic possibility of him being the almost all but certain nominee. We're probably not going to know absolutely for certain until March 15th, which is when we have Super Tuesday Part 2. That's going to be a key day where, Rubio, of course, is going to have his stand in Florida. We, of course, have Texas coming up for Super Tuesday, which is going to be interesting. If, Ted Cruz ends up losing that state, wherein he is currently doing pretty well, then that's certainly going to be kind of a game over for him. Then March 15th, the following Super Tuesday, we're also going to be seeing sort of a day of reckoning for John Kasich in Ohio, where he is currently being led by Donald Trump. So it looks like Trump is really coming close to consolidating support, to being sort of the sole GOP candidate who's really going to be able to make a case for how he's going to get to the majority of delegates. And at this point, there are a lot of hopeful voices in the GOP who are hoping for a contested convention, are hoping that Trump's not going to be able to come away with the majority of delegates, and therefore will go to the convention floor for some negotiation. But at this point, it does not necessarily look like that's going to be the likely outcome of all of this.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't look that way. On the Democratic side of things, Bernie Sanders has a lot of fans, a lot of fans. You can feel the burn. You see the T-shirts everywhere, especially millennials, but even beyond millennials. But Hillary Clinton right now has more delegates, and the South, what we call the SEC region, in honor of football, really, the Southeastern Conference, for people who don't know, really should be her. So is Bernie Sanders really in this even? He's so close to her, but if you don't win, you don't win. My analogy is horseshoes is the only game in town where you can be close and win, but you can't if you're Bernie Sanders. You got to win.
Well, if for a lot of these states, these aren't necessarily winner-take-all. So if he comes close, he'll be able to peel off a good number of delegates. So I think that's probably the most optimistic thing he can really hope for going into tomorrow night's races. This is not a night that's going to be good for Bernie Sanders. There was a lot of speculation that the loss in Nevada was sort of an easier race for him, that he ended up losing, which kind of signaled that things are going to be a lot harder for him moving forward. South Carolina absolutely involved in that, and I think we're going to see some very tough races for Sanders tomorrow. We know, of course, that Texas is probably not going to be going for him. Tennessee, he's trailing Clinton right now by about 26 points. So I think this is going to be another night for Bernie Sanders. The campaign obviously is looking forward to March 15th as well, where you know, they believe they're going to be able to do a little bit better. But right now, it doesn't look like it's going to be very, you know, fortunate for Bernie Sanders tomorrow night. It does not look like he's going to be, you know, touting this as a, you know, sign that he's back in the game.
You're in Washington. Let me ask you about this. Any movement as far as what people are saying on the Hill about the president and nominating someone for the Supreme Court?
You know, stay tuned on that. What we've previously heard from Press Secretary Josh Earnest was him noting that it took about a month for him, for the president, rather, to move forward with announcements when it came to, you know, Justice Sotomayor and Justice Kagan. So there's some patience over there. And tomorrow it's going to get really interesting, actually. We are having both Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, as well as Chuck Grassley, the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Both of them are going to be going to the White House tomorrow. They're going to be having a private meeting with Obama. It's going to be interesting to see what exactly is going to come out of that. Mitch McConnell, of course, has sort of drawn a line in the sand and said that there is no way that they're going to be moving forward with any confirmation hearings of any sort. Chuck Grassley similarly signed a letter with the rest of the Senate Judiciary Committee saying almost exactly the same thing. But previously he had sort of noted that he wasn't really going to make a final decision until he saw exactly who the president was going to nominate. So it doesn't look like there's going to be much movement in terms of Congress, but they certainly are going to be talking about it. And, of course, if we get some kind of, I guess, miracle deal at the end of the day, we'll definitely let you know.
Yeah, otherwise, what's happening in D.C., what's the rest of the focus? So much focus is on 2016. A lot of it is on what's going to happen Supreme Court-wise. And also, I guess, Guantanamo, you have Ash Carter saying, yeah, we got to get everybody out of Gitmo. So what does that mean? Because we know Congress really has to approve that for it to become a reality, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, frankly, this can be kind of dismissed as sort of a symbolic move from the president in his final days, and I think that's probably the best that the administration can hope for. There obviously are a good number of Democrats who, I guess, sort of feel buyer's remorse to a certain extent, and I'm sure the president, to a large extent, also sort of regrets not being able to do more, but frankly, this is something that really is in Congress's court. This is something where they have made their intentions very clear, and I've noted, you know, and something that the administration has acknowledged as well, that any move to move unilaterally on this will essentially be going against the law. So I don't necessarily see that there's going to be much movement in terms of what's going to move forward with that. I think there's going to be a lot of grandstanding from both the administration and members of Congress, but right now it really looks like Congress holds the power on this one.
Yeah. Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We appreciate you hanging late with us.
Thank you. You have a good one.
You too. So we look at Donald Trump and, you know, some of his rivals, obviously, Cruz and Marco Rubio, are pushing for, check this out, the release of this audio from a meeting with the New York Times. And supposedly in this meeting, Trump took a wild turn on immigration, different from what he's saying publicly, because, of course, immigration and building the wall is a major, major point that Trump makes on the campaign trail, the very fat, hard line that he's thrown out there. He discusses it constantly at campaign events. The Times has said it wouldn't release the audio of this off the record conversation with a candidate without the candidate's permission. But other Republicans now hearing about this are seizing the opportunity to say, release the audio, release the audio. So in this interview with the New York Times, he met with the editorial board and told them what he supposedly really believes about immigration, which sounds very different from what he's saying. So Marco Rubio is all over this. He's saying Donald Trump should ask the Times to release the audio of the interview so we can see exactly what he truly believes about the issue. He's made the cornerstone of his campaign. Are you kidding me? The New York Times, it was an off-the-record conversation. Trump would be an idiot to release it anyway. What do you think? 855-266-5283.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Here on America Tonight, Super Tuesday, in our back pockets. So here is the schedule where everyone's going to actually be. So check this out. This is the way it takes. I already went through where the primaries are taking place, etc. And Donald Trump will be in. He will be in Ohio, Kentucky, and Florida. That's where he's going to be. Then you're going to have Marco Rubio, who is going to be in Minnesota. There's going to be a rally for him in Minnesota. Then Rubio moves on from that to a Florida rally at an equestrian center at Tropical Park. Then you've got John Kasich, because he's still hanging in there, along with Ben Carson. He's at a rally in Virginia at the George Mason University Law School. And then he's going to be at Old Dominion State. Ben Carson, speak of the devil, is going to be at the Grand Hotel in Baltimore. And there's going to be a party for him later in the night there. Ted Cruz is doing a Super Tuesday watch party at the, check this out, Redneck Country Club in Stafford, Texas. He's holding this watch party there, you know, to be able to watch with people to see what the results are. Hillary Clinton has a Florida event on Super Tuesday at Ice Palace Films Studio. Isn't this fun to know their schedules? And then she's going to have a campaign event the night of Super Tuesday. as well at that same, at that place. So it's later in the day. Bernie Sanders has a Vermont rally, and he's got his own private. He's going to have a rally, but there's going to be a little bit of watching going on there. By the way, and this is important, the Justice Scalia's memorial is on Tuesday. And it's, of course, we know that he died of natural causes on February 13th. So they're having a memorial for him at the Mayflower Hotel. That's where that is. In the meantime, you have a couple of big items, besides what we were talking about with Justin, that are hanging around the Capitol. The House is going to weigh in on encryption. They're going to have the House Judiciary Committee is going to hold an encryption hearing, basically, and talk about privacy versus security. You're going to have the director of the FBI that'll be involved in this, among others. And it also includes Cyrus Vance, district attorney in New York, and some others on weighing in on what they see as encryption and privacy. Then, how about this? There's going to be an actual hearing on Cruz's eligibility because of a challenge for Cruz to run, you know, his eligibility. You've got a judge hearing a motion to dismiss an application filed by Lawrence Joyce, who was challenging the Texas senator's ability to run for president because of the fact that he was born in Canada. So that's happening. And the president himself and the VP get the whole presidential daily briefing as they normally do when both are there in the Oval Office. And then the president is meeting with the so-called bipartisan leaders of the Senate and Senate Judiciary Committee in the Oval to talk about the Supreme Court spot left open by the death of Justice Scalia. That's it in Washington. That pretty much sums up what's going on in D.C. a lot. And the encryption thing is big. I think the Cruz eligibility thing doesn't go anywhere, but who knows? I mean, that's happening for sure. And then, of course, Super Tuesday is the main event. The buzz in your backyard and mine and across this country, the tsunami is, who do you want to run? Who do you really want to gobble up these delegates and get them closer to being the nominee, either the Democrat or the Republican? There are a lot of people that are pro Bernie Sanders, even some ex-Republicans who like the way he stands up for the little guy, the way he especially is all over the veteran situation more than any other candidate. I mean, really, you got to say that. Of course, all of the candidates, when asked, will say the right thing, and I don't think they don't mean it. But as far as really being the champion of the vets, I think you got to give it to him. This is something, though, that he has followed for a long time and fought for, so you can't take that away from him. Republicans would even give him his due on this, if you want to call it that. He wouldn't even put it that way, I'm sure. But clearly, he has, you know, he voted against the Iraq War. And he thinks that while military force is sometimes needed, that it should be the last resort. And he wants to see the veterans taken care of, and he's always been in the middle of fighting for veterans' rights. So it's not an understatement to say that that's his deal. Surviving family members, injured vets, PTSD, all the terrible things certainly that have happened to veterans when they come back, fixing the VA healthcare system, expanding educational benefits. I had a veteran tell me the other day, I say, well, you know what? I asked the Veterans Administration to send me, I did, what they're sending out to veterans when they come back, and they're saying they're constantly looking for jobs, and maybe I can funnel some in the right direction, people I know. But then what I hear is, it's not really that way. You can get some retraining. The retraining is there, But the funnel to specific jobs, not necessarily. I'm not saying across the board, because there are so many that are fighting in this direction, but it's nowhere near where it needs to be, and a lot of it is exaggerated. A lot of it's exaggerated. So I think you got to give that to Sanders. He has, if you go back and look at his voting record, even in just spending money toward veterans, he absolutely owns that lane. And veterans, millennials, are those that are really pushing to see Bernie Sanders in that, you know, get that nomination and not Hillary Clinton. But it's an uphill battle when you're fighting the establishment, because they got the grease. They got the people that are on board. They've got the teams in place. Even though he's been on the Hill for a long time and has friends, it's much different than the machine, the Clinton machine. Does not mean he won't get it. Does not mean that he doesn't have enough push to make that more interesting as we get closer to the convention. I think it's a possibility. Absolutely. I think it's a real possibility that that could happen. So you got a split GOP, Trump and Clinton, really the big names that should slice up this pie on either side of the aisle. Doesn't mean that they're going to be able to knock out all competitors right away. Where are we going to be by the end of March? And I think that's what it looks like it's boiling down to it. Clinton and Trump. I mean, they're heavy favorites going into Super Tuesday. There's no question about that. Doesn't mean that the voters don't come out and surprise a few peeps and don't vote the way you necessarily think they would. But you can see the support. You certainly can see the support for Hillary Clinton. And the same thing could be said for Donald Trump. I mean, in the, specifically Super Tuesday-wise. Super Tuesday-wise. Marco Rubio is now using a couple different tactics when he's out there, by the way. The Florida senator is warning supporters, and he said this in Tennessee, and he said it in a few other places, that the U.S. media and critics are going to jump on Trump like the hounds of hell if he wins the nomination. And what he said is they'll shred him to pieces. Then he'll get Hillary Clinton elected. He's insisting that he's better positioned to defeat Clinton. Trump is clearly the guy in the front of the car. He's leading in the polls in the at least 8 of the 11 Super Tuesday states. And a new CNN org poll shows that he has now 49% of the support compared to Marco Rubio at 16%. Wow, that's shocking. Shocking that it's just getting wider. Hang with us. Checking the mailbag on the flip side.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Youngevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Youngevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
America tonight, massive, massive, massive news. You want to know what it is? I can't even tease you with this. We have once again flooded the mailroom. Think virtually in your mind. Just picture it. Emails everywhere, wall to wall. I am drowning, my friends. Thanks to all of you in email. So let's not waste any more breath on this setup. Let's go right to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Stuart. Kate, dig the show. Love your analysis of what's happening in the election year that we find ourselves a part of. You're absolutely right from the beginning, Donald Trump. You and Bob Ney talked about it, even though people were poo-pooing it. Donald Trump was for real. Like it or not, the Republicans are stuck with Trump. I think Hillary Clinton will slaughter Trump. To be fair, I am a Democrat, but don't call me liberal. I'm somewhere in between. I have conservative values that run through my veins in many, many areas of my life, but I just can't go with the same old that the Republicans serve up. When are they going to get hip? When are they going to get real? When are they going to dump the phony? I will say this, though I don't like Trump, he is authentic, and he will absolutely be interesting to watch at the tail end of the year as we get closer to Election Day. But I think Hillary Clinton is our next president. So what do you think about that? Interesting, because I guarantee there are people right now whose skin is crawling over hearing that Hillary Clinton is who you think the next president's going to be. Hillary Clinton, you know, even if we look from the Democratic side, I find that more people that I'm talking to have reasons that they like Bernie Sanders better, even if they don't completely agree with him on some of his way left leanings. We'll call it that, because, I mean, he doesn't sugarcoat anything either. I mean, that's what I would say about Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, what they have in common. I really, really think, and know people who know them closely enough, that what you see is what you get, man. There is no polish. There is nothing they're trying to throw out there. And in fact, I guarantee they frustrate the crap out of the aides around them who are telling them, well, you might want to think about this. You might want to think about it. I guarantee they're not listening very well, because ultimately they're making the decisions to go in the direction that they want to go. I think it is going to be interesting down the stretch. I don't know if it was, honestly, if it's Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. It seems as though everybody, except for Donald Trump, of course, is not saying that, that people assume that Hillary Clinton is going to get the votes over Trump, that there's going to be Republicans who say, oh, gosh, I'm not going with Trump. I'm either not voting, and I can't even vote for Hillary Clinton, but I'm just abstaining. Really, do we think that, or do we think it's going to be the opposite, that you're going to have people who say, that's not my preferred candidate, but I can't have another Clinton in the White House. I'm not going to allow this to happen. I don't like what happened with the email and the nefariousness surrounding it, whatever happened there. I think it was just arrogance, really, honestly, that bitter. But regardless, or what happened with Benghazi, or what happened, you know, in some other situations, or just not liking her. She's a polarizing figure. So is that enough to keep people who are Democrats to say, I'm just voting for Bernie Sanders, and if Bernie Sanders isn't the guy, I just can't go in that direction. And the same thing with Republicans. I don't know. Every time we get into a presidential situation, my hope is that we are going to see a ton of numbers shoot up. I mean, shoot up. Because so many people give a crap, and they go, pardon my French, and they go and they vote. Absentee ballot, whatever it is. But vote whether they completely love the person they're voting for or not. Okay, let's move to another one. This one is from Big Al, who says, Katie Kate. I heard someone call you that once, and I love that little nickname. I really enjoy the show. Even if sometimes you infuriate me, you make me laugh, you make me love you, and you make me think about things. So I give you credit. Sometimes you veer in a direction I wouldn't go in. However, I will tell you this. I do agree with your philosophy of let's dump the primaries and go right to the general. Let's quit the nonsense of being hogtied because of the money the people in New Hampshire and Iowa are making. Good for them. I think it would be a much different kind of race if we had to narrow it to just one. Elect the candidates, nominate them at the conventions, and see what happens. Okay, you answered the dilemma there. The dilemma is people who make more money don't want to see it go away. So you have a ton of money for the primaries because ad revenue is huge. And not to mention the buildup along the way, before the conventions. I mean, there's so much money pumped into the election, money that people are getting paid. So I don't think you're going to have people want to change their mind on that. It's very, very unlikely, let's put it that way, that that's what we're going to see. I don't think so. I don't think so. I like that you agree with me, because I would love for it to be that way. Let's get all the fight out at the convention. And then let's, because see, here's the other thing you got to think about. When you cut out the primaries, you cut out all those debates. The CNNs, the Foxes, the MSNBCs, the whoever, they're making serious ad revenue because of those debates. The debates would be cut out except for the presidential debates. Can you imagine? It'd be like the Super Bowl, what a spot would cost. But who cares about the revenue that media people are losing, media conglomerates? How about just our sanity and what it would mean to go back and elect a president that way? I like it. Frankly, I do. All right, so here's another one. This one is from Michael, listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Kate, are you following the story of Johnny Manziel and all of his dilemmas? Do you think he will actually end up on a football roster once he is dumped by Cleveland? Will he be scooped up by the Dallas Cowboys? Because Jerry Jones is just that kind of guy who doesn't care about someone's past. I think if Jerry Jones was smart, he wouldn't touch Johnny Manziel. Because the problem is, the kid has lots of talent, but he is screwed up a lot of that talent, wasted it on all the nonsense and buzz he's created outside of the gridiron. Problem is, you don't know how far it goes, because these videos keep coming out of him partying. Supposedly he went to a rehab, alcohol rehab stint, did that, and so now you have more drinking at a Miami nightclub, and there's a point where you can't say boys will be boys. He can do what he wants with his life. He's 23 years old. He has mega talent, but now he's got all these off-field problems. He spent part of the off-season, last off-season, in a rehab center and showed a bunch of improvement on the field, but then he ruined it again with those tendencies, those self-destructive tendencies. He was benched for lying about a partying video that came up during the Browns' bye week, so you couldn't deny that. And there's no doubt the new Cleveland head coach, Hugh Jackson, is going to cut him. He's going to say later. I mean, they might have been empathetic at first, but I don't think they're going to tolerate that behavior. They won't. When they're moving forward, they're going to take a stand, especially the domestic violence case, all of that. The Browns have the number 2 pick in the 2016 NFL draft. They'll pick up another quarterback. The Manziel thing was a failure for them. He'd be very fortunate to get another job in the NFL. Let's put it that way. Because the boys will be boys thing, you can't really push it off to that. You can't, once there's too many problems, then it's not worth it because it's too much of a distraction for your team. This one from Clyde in Sarasota, Florida. Kate, you have a fan club here in Sarasota. Woohoo! Next time you come to Florida, you better never leave our state until you have some kind of a meetup where we can all see you. I better never leave. That's scary. I do have to tell you that the people of Florida, not all of them, are really crazy about Marco Rubio. I heard you talking about the fact that there's a chance Ted Cruz doesn't win his home state of Texas. Well, geez, what if Marco Rubio doesn't win his home state of Florida? Not good. It's not good to win in your own backyard. Then you know you're in trouble. I mean, you just are. Because you're expected to win. So if you can't win in your home state, you are SOL, I think. I mean, it's definitely a bad mark on moving forward. So, yes, we will watch that closely, what happens in Florida and what happens in Texas. Absolutely. All right, one last one. This one is from Oscar, who says, Kate and the rest of the crew at America Tonight, you do a fine job. I like the music. I like your funny bits. Keep it up. Before you know it, you're going to give some of the big boys a real run for the money. Thanks for that nod of confidence. appreciate it. And thanks to all of you for sending me your thoughts. You can do it. AmericaTonight.net.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is there more video coming out? Where is it? Will this happen all over again? This is what I lay awake at night thinking. I always start thinking, things are going great. I'm hosting Dancing with the Stars. I'm working in the NFL. Wait a minute. There may be more video. You know, something else may happen. That's where the sleeplessness comes from.
All right, that's the voice of Aaron Andrews. We make our final turn here for this hour of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I'll tell you, this is a really creepy, creepy thing that happened. If you don't know the story, let me tell you about the story. Aaron Andrews, you may see her on TV. She covers a lot of big events for the networks, and she is on Dancing with the Stars as one of the, call her one of the hosts of Dancing with the Stars. And what's really, really sad is, and this happened several years ago, is somebody decided they were going to stalk her when she was at a hotel room, and they had a hotel room next to hers, and they took pictures of her, actually took a video of her when she was just undressing to get dressed, to take a bath, or whatever. So now, finally, this lawsuit comes up. It's a $75 million stalker trial. And as a result, you know, this, again, this nude video was posted online. And, of course, she was, you could tell that it's very sincere what's happening there, where she's crying on the stand. And she called her father and said, you know, I'm naked all over the internet. And she said it was like an out-of-body experience. So she's a reporter for Fox Sports. You see her during the NFL. She mentioned the NFL. She's suing her stalker and a Nashville Marriott over the recordings that were made through a peephole during her stay. And you know what? How far? It just shows you the judicial system. This goes back to 2008. It's 2016. She talked about what happened, how much of the public accused her of pulling a publicity stunt when the recording surfaced in the summer of 2009, because she wasn't as far along in her career. She wasn't far up the rung on Fox or whatever. And she said probably for 3 months, and I believe this, everyone thought it was a publicity stunt and it just tore her up. She said she, you know, went with her father to meet the FBI, and the idea was to determine which hotel the spying took place, where it took place, watching it with the agents. She had to leave the room, she said, to get sick. And she said that getting sick over and over again, watching it with the FBI, and that, you know, she hadn't staged it. So they're saying that the case is alleging that the Nashville Marriott was negligent for telling a man named Michael David Barrett which room she was in, where she was staying. And then, of course, he got the room next to it. Barrett was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison in 2010 after admitting to checking into the hotel rooms, specifically next to hers, on several occasions and making recordings of her through the peephole, so several times. And then she was pretty upset when she was, her attorney asked her if they ever informed her of what somebody was asking about her. And, of course, no, nobody ever called her. Because she says, I'm angry it could have been stopped. And she said, you know, she's had bouts of depression, sleeplessness, all that kind of stuff. Taunted by male fans in the crowd, I believe that. She said it's always there. It's always on her back. She said, I wanted to be the girl next door who loves sports, and now I'm the girl with the hotel scandal. It's on the internet. It's going to be on the internet until I die. What'll be interesting to see is, you know, I mean, of course she was humiliated. There's no control in that. Is what the jury will decide. Will they decide to award her, you know, the $75 million? And I think there's a possibility that, and I've talked to a couple of lawyers about this, I think there's a good possibility. It's so despicable. And especially just from the legal point of view of, oh, yeah, she's in this room, and then giving them the room. I think there's a very, very good possibility that she wins her lawsuit. And they say they were negligent. Doesn't matter. I mean, if it was some hotel employee, the chain can say whatever they want, but they're employees of theirs. So I think that's what's going to happen. If it's not $75 million, she's going to get something out of it. And she's right. It doesn't make up for the possibility that other tape can come up. Somebody else has it from before, dealing with something that just won't go away, that she's tagged with and stuck with, that she's stuck with it. All right, this grab bag of a few other interesting, I'll call them stories that caught my eye. It includes, and you wonder why you don't see more of this, it includes Kenya's major airports being on high alert after a terror threat. The security folks at the airport say, listen, we are just issuing a warning to airport managers about the possibility of terror threats against our different airports. They warn employees that an Al-Qaeda-linked terror group, Al-Shabaab, would deploy suicide bombers trained in Somalia on airborne suicide missions, which is so frightening. And, you know, a lot of Americans go to Kenya. They save their pennies. They go there either to help people. They go there for safaris and to travel. And this is one of the main arteries of which where they'll land. So security increased massively at both Nairobi airports and Mombasa's major airport. It's focused on one terminal for some reason, where most planes are actually bound for and coming out of Somalia. But that could be a decoy. You know, who knows? Who knows? Scary, because Al-Shabaab has been behind several terror attacks inside Kenya since they sent troops across the border to Somalia in 2011. You know, the Westgate Mall. Oh, I saw a horrifying... I was drawn to it because I couldn't believe how it was handled. Saw a horrifying documentary about what happened at the Westgate Mall attack in 2013. I mean, I was so depressed after watching that, folks. I mean, I just had to call it a night. It was so sad. 60 people were killed. There were a lot of Americans that barely got out of there. And there were Americans and others that were killed. It was unbelievable how they just went in, and then the response and how slow the response was, and eventually the heroic things some people did to survive that. Frightening. I mean, really, really frightening what they were able to do. So there was a propaganda video released claiming that there were fighters inside Kenya who are ready to attack, which makes you bristle whenever you hear that, because a suicide bomber is a suicide bomber. They'll go suicide on you at any moment. Get on the plane, boom, set things off faster, and you have no chance against that unless you see it, unless you realize what's happening and you can stop it. But very tough, I think, to stop it. How do you stop it when they're midway, when they know what they're going to do, they yell something out, boom, set it off. I think you can. That's it's a ticking human time bomb. To end on sort of a different note here, the NFL has talked about things they're investigating, right? I'll use the NFL like a corporation. Rob Gronkowski's had a party cruise to the Bahamas, and the New England Patriots tight end is known for his antics, but there were people that were disturbed by some of what happened on the party boat, because of course everything is shared. So an NFL spokesperson said that the league is not looking to see if he ran into trouble from league gambling rules, saying we have no information that indicates a violation of that policy, so we're not looking into it. Supposedly they were investigating Gronk. That was reported, but they say no. But, you know, he was on a cruise in international waters, which, of course, couldn't preclude the league from ruling against Gronk, but it certainly doesn't look like it, although some have criticized him for the whole cruise ship and what was going on the cruise ship. Again, Manziel, bad boy behavior. Gronk, bad boy behavior. But he's out to sea on a cruise and no one's investigating that, unlike the situation, of course, with Johnny Manziel. Hey, thanks to you, and, yeah, that guy in the back for listening to America Tonight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.